1963, Frank Worrell returned as captain of the West Indies when the Wisden Trophy, presented by the Bible of Cricket to celebrate its 100th edition, was contested for the first time. Worrell brought with him a fearsome fast-bowling pair, Wes Hall and Charlie Griffith. They won the first test at Old Trafford by 10 wickets after scoring 501 for 6 in the first innings, given a great start by Conrad Hunt's 182 and Canhai's 90. And it was the off-spin of Lance Gibbs that did most damage in England's 205 and 296. The second test at Lord's was one of the most dramatic ever played. When the final over started, any of the four results was possible. A win for either side, a tie or a draw. The West Indies, batting first, made 301, Canhai the top scorer with 73, and Truman taking 6 for 100. England's first innings closed just 4 runs behind. One of the highlights was a gladiatorial contest between Ted Dexter, the England captain, and Wes Hall.
It's Hall to bowl now to Dexter. It comes in from the nursery end at full split and bowls, and Dexter plays that very calmly back down the pitch off the middle of the bat as if Hall were a medium pacer. There is about Dexter when he chooses to face fast bowling with determination, a sort of air of command that lifts him, or seems to lift him, above ordinary players. He seems to find time to play the fastest of bowling and still retain dignity, something near majesty, as he does it. And Hall comes in again then. Bowls to Dexter. Dexter goes on to the back foot and hits him square, away to third man. He's imposed a third man on the West Indies. That's Butcher. But with the single, which takes the total to 35, that third man moves up and becomes a fourth slip for Barrington. So there are two silly mid-ons, a leg slip, 3 slips, now he's turned and run out again. So there's a third man for Barrington also, just Gibbs in front of the wicket on the offside. Another change there, and Hunt has come from leg slip to backward short leg, moved a full 10 yards. And Hall comes in, bowls to Barrington, and Barrington dabs down on a ball of full length. Gibbs whips it in from cover, carries the stumps, but McMorris was backing up and stopped it. A well-taken quick single, taking England to 36, Barrington to 5, with Dexter 23. Now Hunt has moved back to leg slip. So again we have 5 men in a row there within a sixth of a circle and very deep indeed. And there's no doubt that the ball's going to carry if it's nicked. All bowls. Dexter flicks down the leg side. Another no ball. And Hall hangs his head quite penitently. May well be, I fancy, that English umpires, since the new rule, the front foot rule, have become altogether more no-ball conscious and find, in fact, watching the back foot easier in terms of quickness of shout than watching the front foot. And this is a strange thing, but so it seems to be. Front foot call comes slower than the back foot call. In again comes Hall from the nursery end. In goes to Dexter, who gets over it and hooks it imperiously downwards past McMorris up at silly mid-on for 2. McMorris turns to the alarm an otherwise peaceful pigeon and throws back. The pigeon takes off and goes straight into the pavilion. 39 for 2, 5 to Barrington, 25 to Dexter. And still this ominous looking field with the men deep for the nick and up close for the man who plays back so that the ball pops up. And Hall ruefully tenses and flexes his right foot, sweeps in again. Mm-hmm. Bowls to Dexter, another no ball, it's cut for 4. one's a little sorry to see this, and I could wish, in fact, that the white marker would be produced, which was such a help to English pace bowlers in particular in recent seasons, this white metal marker to show the taking off point. And it'll take a bowler back a few inches and save him bowling a no ball under the old rule. I feel that would be a great help to these two, because there's little doubt that they're bowling in their normal style and there's no attempt to take an advantage. Hall comes in, bowls to Dexter, gets over and hooks in magnificently away there, down to mid-wicket. It's chased but fruitlessly by McMorris. It's another four. This takes Dexter up to 33 out of 47. Of course, he's made bigger scores than 33 in test matches, and he may well do so this time. But I think I've never seen Dexter bat more reassuringly nor more commandingly. And the situation he had to cope with immediately after lunch would have been a desperate one for any batsman in the world. He's risen to it quite gloriously.
Dexter made 70 off 73 balls in 83 minutes, and Ken Barrington made 80. Basil Butcher scored 133 of the West Indies' second innings 229, in which Truman took 5 for 52 and Shackleton 4 for 72, so England wanted 234 to win.